It's time to get In the Loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. From the latest school and district news, updates on various district hot topics, and opportunities to meet all of those that help make LPS great, In the Loop with LPS is here to provide yet another opportunity for us to stay connected with you. So let's get started and send you to the longtime director of communications with Liberty Public Schools and your host of In the Loop with LPS, Dallas Ackerman.
We are back for another edition of In the Loop with LPS. It's our official podcast at Liberty Public Schools. Dallas Ackerman with you here, director of communications for LPS. And we've made it now into our third edition of In the Loop, and excited for our next guest, and she has joined me here in our LPS studio, our makeshift studio here within my office. And she is Dr. Sarah Marriott. She is our new Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources, and look forward to spending the next, 20 minutes or so maybe to get to know Dr. Marriott. Welcome to Liberty Public Schools.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This is quite the studio.
I'm sure that it has been quite the whirlwind for you now, what, into your third month. Mm-hmm. You officially get here in July.
Yeah.
And I'm sure so much to to learn and to just get settled in. How has that been for you?
It's actually been really wonderful. It's been, of course, like you said, there's a learning curve. There is lots of acclimation to new or different job responsibilities, new people, lots of people to meet, trying to learn who's who and who does what, learning how Liberty kind of does things, you know, what systems do they have in place. And, you know, in any time that you're in an administrative role, really, you know, role, it's a let's go from day one. There's not that time of just kind of, well, let's just ease into the job.
Yes.
It's immediately let's get to work, which is wonderful, though. It's been great.
Well, I want to go back and just talk about where you come from. We're going to get to know Dr. Sarah Marriott here over the next several minutes, and fortunate to have you in the fact you come to us from Boonville, Missouri, mm-hmm. Boonville Schools.
Yes.
You were actually their superintendent for several years.
Yes. Uh-huh. I was there for 8 years total, 5 years as superintendent. And interestingly, that was my hometown.
Yeah.
So it's where I grew up and went to school K through 12, graduated high school from, and then left to go to college and then went to work. My first job was in Lathrop, Missouri, because I wanted to get in the Kansas City area. Worked there for a bit. A couple years, and then I married my husband Colin, who was from Boonville, and he had a daughter, and so I moved back to, or he has a daughter, not had a daughter, has a daughter, moved back to the area because we needed to be where she went to school and where they lived, and with that did nonprofit work, so got out of education for a bit and did some nonprofit work and really liked that, and then several years later just kind of gradually got back into schools. And found out that I really loved that and missed that and decided that I wanted to be a director of special education. So went back to school again and then decided to be a principal. So I did that for a bit in Slater, Missouri, and loved it. And then an opportunity opened up in Boonville, which is where we lived, to be the director of special education there. And went back and then became assistant superintendent. And then the last 5 years was superintendent. And I should have written a lot of things down because I think I could write a book about being a superintendent in your hometown. It's real interesting.
What would be some of any stories that stand out?
Oh, well, you know, when you're from a small town, there's just lots of wonderful things about being in a small town and living that. It's a great place to raise our son. But, you know, when you live in a small town, everyone knows everyone and everything. And then when you work in the school system, that's just magnified even more. And so it got to the point where I refused to go to the grocery store or Walmart. My husband had to go do that because what turned into a quick trip of running in and grabbing something hours later, because everyone wants to stop and chat with you. about this and that.
And you seem like a very approachable woman.
I feel like it, which maybe was the problem. I just welcomed all of the saga, good and bad. But, you know, often when people stopped you, it was most often not a pleasant conversation in the sense that they wanted to just share, hey, this was amazing. It was usually, hey, this is what's wrong. And so that is probably one of the biggest pieces with you know, working in a small town is that you never really escape it ever. But it was, I don't want to say that and then think that it wasn't a great experience, because it was a wonderful experience and I learned a lot. And I think a lot of things that I learned there, I'm able to use now in my job.
Yeah. Again, Dr. Sarah Marriott, our new Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources, is joining us this week as part of In the Loop with LPS. You've already mentioned some members of your family. Again, this is kind of a get to know. So yeah. Talk about the crew you have at home.
Oh, well, it's kind of a small crew. So Colin, my husband, and I have been married. It will be 22 years in December. We knew each other actually when we were kids. And reconnected later in life, his after our first marriage, and then I came back to the area. So that's kind of a fun story. And we had a whirlwind romance of 3 months, and we got married.
Awesome.
So, but you know, it seems to be working okay for us.
Yeah, evidently, yes.
And then we have one son, Isaac, who's 18. So he just went to college. He's a freshman at Columbia College in Columbia, Missouri. So we are empty nesters, live someplace new. We both have new jobs. We have a new house. Like, all the new things we put into one big bucket at one time.
Yes,
so
you did.
Just ripped the Band-Aid off and went for it.
Jump right in.
Yeah.
Of course, we had Dr. Tucker as our first guest on this podcast a few weeks ago, and he was literally coming off the move of Madison out to L.A., and he was sharing some of his thoughts on that. How has Mom held up in your situation?
Better than I expected, because for years I have prepped everyone and said, just be prepared for when Isaac goes to college, I'm going to be a disaster. Like, I fully recognize that. I know that I am a little too focused on him and how much he's a part of my life. Like, I fully own it. But this summer he actually stayed in Boonville to work. And he said, Isaac said he was just preparing us for college. And you know what? He was actually... It was right, because when he went off to college, it was kind of like dropping him off for camp. Luckily, we're not as far as Dr. Tucker is from Madison. I mean, that's a whole new level.
Yeah.
I probably couldn't have handled that.
Yeah.
I would probably move to California. Isaac's very thankful that I haven't moved to where he's at. But it's been okay. I mean, it's just lots of new. I love that I have a new job, so there's new focus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a good thing. And my husband has a new job, obviously, too. So I think our energies, we have something to put our energies into.
Yeah.
And so it's still, you know, you still miss him. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Wish he was right here all the time, but that's not normal.
Yeah, right. Well, I may be leaning on you for advice along with Dr. Tucker, because we have a junior, hard to believe. So
goes by fast.
Doesn't it?
And when people told me that, when, you know, your kids are younger, I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. It truly goes by so fast. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Yeah.
It is. It is. Well, let's go. So going back to Boonville,
mm-hmm.
you grow up in Boonville. You're the superintendent for a handful of years in Boonville.
Yeah.
I mean, there would probably be a lot of people that might be like, I'm in my hometown.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable. What makes you decide to make this jump to come to Kansas City?
Yeah. Well, so Boonville's considered kind of a mid-sized school in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Other states, it's small. But in Missouri, it's a mid-sized school. And Dr. Tucker had, we share this experience and talk about it often, because Logan Rogersville, I think, was quite similar.
Yes.
In the sense that you have the ability to learn a lot about a lot of different things because you have a much smaller staff. So, like, I was HR and chief operations director and finance, like, all those things, which are wonderful learning experiences, but you never really feel like you have enough time to spend with any of them beyond just kind of surface level and managing. Like, you never get really good at something. And so just that desire to like, okay, I've spent 5 years and I feel like that we accomplished a lot in Boonville. We did a lot of really good things. And just that time, it's like, you know what? I want to spend my energy in a lot more productive way. Like, learn about something really deeply. Like, and so Liberty is actually one of the only places that I had ever kind of kept my eye on. And so the job opened up and I debated for, I don't know how long, whether to even apply, like, because it was going to be a life-changing move for us.
Sure.
But when I talked to my husband about it, he's like, yep, you know, this is the perfect time. Isaac's going to college. Like, it's kind of a now or never kind of thing, I think, that we kind of took with it. So
yeah,
it just happened to work out and we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, Dr. Sarah Marriott, the Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources, so kind to join us as part of In the Loop with LPS. 5 years as superintendent and now you're not in this role. So maybe this is my opportunity to ask you this. What about the superintendency that people may not know out there?
There is a lot of pressure to call a snow day. That was one of the, I mean, you think, oh, that's not such a big deal. Isaac would get text messages. He would start texting me during the day because his friends were like on him. Are we going to get out? Are we going to get out? And just, it's never right. Either way,
yep,
it's never the right decision with a group of people. I think with the superintendency, there's positives and negatives. Like, there's this wonderful positive perspective of you have the opportunity to make systems immensely well for kids. Like, you have that chance to do that and be the person who sets the tone and the speed and really kind of works with your team to decide on like what's best for your kids. But with that, you're the person deciding what's best for your kids with a team of people and leading that.
Yeah.
And the piece that I would always share with people would be like, remember, I'm a person. I'm going to make mistakes, and to have some grace with that. And to be understanding that maybe the superintendent, but I'm going to mess up and that has to be okay. I mean, I'm never going to mess up so bad that it hurts children. But I'm going to make some falls and stumbles and falls along the way and being okay with that. So I think that's sometimes hard for people to understand because everyone's gone to school.
Yeah.
So everyone has an opinion about how school systems and districts should run.
Yeah.
And sure, some of those opinions are right and deserve some thought. And then some of them are crazy.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, here you are. I mean, you're now getting settled in. I mean, what are the early impressions you have of Liberty Public Schools?
I said wonderful, and it really is. And that's not just a like, you know, because I got the job and, you know, I want to be good with Dr. Tucker. But no, everyone, I tell my husband this, I tell Colin this all the time. I said, it's different than Boonville, not bad or good, but different in the sense that it's at a level where everyone is really an expert in their field. Like, they're really good at their jobs. And like, not that they weren't really good at their jobs in Boonville, but you had 10 other jobs to go with it. So kind of back to that earlier conversation. So you're very specialized and everybody is very good at their job, and everyone is so kind. Like, I think that is the descriptor of Liberty, like very nice people. Like,
I
just
love hearing that.
Oh, the most welcoming. I mean, from day one, like, just made me feel so good because, you know, when you start a new job, you're like, did I make the right, you know, choice? Because if I didn't make the right choice, my husband may have murdered me. Having that confidence that, this was the right thing to do.
I heard you tell a group in a meeting a few weeks ago about how you go home happy.
mm-hmm. and how your husband, I think, appreciates yeah. that. And we talk yeah. about this, and it starts at the top, but mm-hmm. Dr. Tucker has really made such an emphasis on self-care.
Yes.
And getting away, enjoying family time. And I feel like it has really been embedded in the district, and I feel like it is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you just talk about that?
It's a whole new level of enjoyment with your job. I, you know, kind of was getting to the point where the stresses and the stressors of being the superintendent in my current role was just very weighing on me.
And you also were a superintendent in a really weird time with the pandemic.
COVID, yes. So there
Sorry
were a lot of things.
Yes.
Yeah, there were a lot of things that really contributed to that. But, you know, even as far as like I have a standing meeting with Dr. Tucker every week just to talk about some HR things, you know, keep him in the loop on stuff. But he's always very mindful to say, how's it going? You know, like, and he truly, you know, cares. But that's not just him. That's every other person that I've interacted with. Like, how's it going? Is there anything I can do to help you? You know, like, what can you do? And so just that you feel that support completely around you. Like, if you mess up and you make mistakes, there's that grace, you know, yep. and there's those people yep. that are going to be like, it's okay. We're going to help you through this unless you do something terrible,
yeah.
but we're going to help you through this. Yeah. And knowing that you have that support is yeah, it makes you just love your job. Like, I love my job. Yeah. Now I know I'm only 3 months in.
Again, Dr. Sarah Marriott, our Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources. How long do I say new assistant superintendent? When do we take the new tag off?
Because let's keep that on for a couple of years.
Couple years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
When Gary Majors was in last week, if you listen to this in the intro, they say long time director of communications. I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or an insult.
I like new because there's a little bit you can, you know, if you mess up, well, I'm new.
Yeah, good call.
You got to ride that ship for a little while longer.
That is so true. Well, we have a segment that we call Questions from the Community.
Okay.
We did not receive any questions per se from the community,
okay.
but I have a few fun questions
okay.
that I think that
I like
might
fun.
Have our listeners get to know you better. So when you need a little R&R, where are you going and what are you doing?
Oh, gosh. See, and that's the part that we're still trying to figure out, because becoming empty nesters, like R&R, we followed Isaac around to everything, you know, baseball and soccer and all his stuff.
You guys are big baseball fans, right?
We're big baseball fans, yeah.
Traveled and saw a lot of ballparks.
Uh-huh. Our goal is to visit all of the ballparks with Isaac, like go to all the major league ball games.
I kind of want to do this thing.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
We've been, obviously, St. Louis, Kansas City, Seattle, Milwaukee.
Just went to Boston, right?
Boston, Cleveland, Cincinnati, both Chicago teams, Baltimore, D.C., Atlanta.
You've knocked a bunch out.
And the Rockies.
Yeah.
So we got about half.
Okay.
New York is where Isaac wants to go next,
and
real
your
bad.
Your favorite, obviously, is Kauffman Stadium.
We do like the Royals. We are Cardinals fans.
Yeah. Okay, moving right along.
Right.
Moving right along. No, that's neat.
Yeah.
I just somebody had shared with me that you have gone to many ballparks around the country. So that's
it's been fun.
Blast.
Yeah, Isaac and Colin, I've enjoyed it too, but like. Colin is a kid again when he's like in the ballparks. Like, he just loves it. And Isaac just loves it too. Yeah. So it's fun to do with both of them.
We might be doing the same thing here coming up. So I'll hit
yeah.
you up for some tips.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Here's one for you. Let me see here. Who do you credit for your success? Maybe a possible. I told you before we sat down, I was not going to throw you any curveballs. It was all softballs.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm kind of mixing it up.
Man,
on you a little
credit
bit.
Credit for my success.
Any mentors? Any big kind of the big words of advice?
I have had some good mentors along the way, not people that I've just kind of worked with and like off, one off, you know, maybe not directly. So I have three women, Carol Mayer, Mary Laffey, and Patty Corum that are...
I hope they're listening.
I know. I'm going to tell them they need to listen. That I have gotten to know. Like, they're all retired. So I think they like just hanging out with me because I'm the one still working. And, like, they can just, like, I don't know, make fun of me because I'm working. But they're all retired. But they have really just, like, their experiences and coaching me along the way and telling me, you can do this. Like, all three of them said, you have to apply for this job in Liberty. Because I'm like, I don't know if I'm qualified. You know, you go through that whole thing. I don't know. And they're like, absolutely, you need to do that. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I can do it, right?
And the rest is history.
Hopefully, right? Not yet. We don't want it yet to be. We want it a little longer.
Oh, well, yeah. So moving along, we talked about this a little bit, but biggest difference between your hometown of Boonville and Liberty Mo?
Well, I like that everything is so close in Liberty. Like 15, 20 minutes, like you can get to anything for the most part. And you can go see and do just about anything you want. And in Boonville, Columbia was a 20, 25 minute drive, which was the next biggest town. And that was still even kind of limited as to what they had. So like town wise, I think that's the, you know, the biggest, and no one knows who I am in this town yet, which is kind of nice. I can go to the grocery store safely.
Yes. Yes. You know, and we kind of have similar paths. I grew up in a small town, moved to Blue Springs, went to college in Maryville. So you kind of go small, big, small, and then this. And I always tell people I have such great memories in both.
Absolutely.
Both have such great positives and obviously some challenges that go with it. But I feel blessed, and I'm sure you feel the same way, to have experienced now both.
Absolutely. That's a good way to describe it. Like, learned a lot from all of those experiences, and glad I had the opportunity, because I think you miss out, like, if you don't do one or the other. A small town definitely has its perks and its and the good things about it, but so does a bigger town. So,
yeah. Well, I definitely can't let you go without talking a little bit about LPS HR.
Okay.
As you are the Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources. I'm sure our listeners out there might be interested, because especially the last few years, so much attention has been on teacher shortages and the challenges of attracting and retaining staff. I know you're, again, somewhat new and you're still getting a feel of the landscape, but kind of where are we at? Kind of maybe at least your initial review of our department and when it comes to human resources.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I like about Liberty and liked about Liberty when I was thinking about maybe doing something different was its reputation. Like, it has always had a good reputation of being just a standout school district. Most recently, I think the innovation strand that Dr. Tucker has really brought sets it apart. And so I think Liberty it's been a bit insulated from some of the struggles that other school districts around have had as far as recruitment of teachers and staff. Not to say we don't have struggles, but I think they're at a different pace. Now, thinking about, like, down the road, we are fully preparing that your reputation and that reputation for being a school of excellence can only carry you so far, because if there's not an applicant pool, there's not an applicant pool, no matter how good and amazing you are. So trying to be mindful of that and thinking, how can we continue to set ourselves apart from all other school districts when we look at recruiting? And that's going to have to be very creative and not do the same thing that everyone else is doing as far as recruiting. But it is a real challenge. I mean, people are leaving education at a fast pace and not being being replaced. So the number of teaching candidates is not at the rate that we're leaving. And I think, too, one of the things that's a challenge is that we have this huge kind of baby boomer, late baby boomer, retirement pool, you know, that stayed in the profession. Even my, you know, generation, where it's retirement age. And they may have stayed with the district for a long time, but there's this pretty big group that's retiring.
Yeah.
So it's it'll be fun, though. Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
How has this been? We've got to give a shout out to your team.
Yeah.
Of course, you come in as the new assistant superintendent of human resources, and you have some new teammates that are also coming in fresh into the department.
So poor Christelle Morgan is the, she's our executive director, and she is trying to wrangle the three newbies in line. And that has probably got to be a constant exhausting job of trying to constantly tell us, this is how we do it. This is what we do. This is how you do this. But so we have Christelle, who's been here, and then we have Tanika Brown, who's not new to Liberty. She was over Kids Zone, and so she's moved over now to HR, and then Leah Copeland, who was at North Kansas City for 21 years, I think, as principal.
Long time.
I know.
Long
she's time. Old. No. No, you're not, Leah. Never mind. But she's younger than me.
I was going to say, she's old. I'm
she's
really
younger
old.
Than me.
Yeah.
Bringing her over here. Yeah. So I love the experiences. Like, they all have such varied experiences and really unique strengths that are, like, our team's so fun. Yeah. We're not the typical HR department. That's
no,
boring.
That is.
We are not.
I've quickly identified that. Yes. So I think the best way to wrap up our conversation is we're already nearly a half an hour into discussion. Where does time go?
I know. Fun.
Yes, exactly. It's only fitting that we end with this, with the Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources. There may be a student at Mizzou that's a senior that's thinking about applying to Liberty. There may be a gentleman over in Gracemore that's interested in driving a school bus for Liberty. What would be your sales pitch for them to go to that lps53.org and hit that apply button to come to LPS?
I thought you were tossing me softballs.
Yeah, well, see, sometimes I mislead.
Dallas.
I'm sorry.
No, I was talking to Dr. Tucker about this. So what I have noticed and what I would say is that Liberty touts itself, and rightly so, on being student-centered, learner-centered, but we are just people-centered, like, across the board. So if you want to work someplace that truly is a people-centered organization, like, this is where you need to be. Like, we're big, but we know you, and we are going to make sure that you are first in whatever it is that you do, so...
Well said.
Thanks.
Well said. Sorry for the curveball, but you knocked it
not
out of the park.
Not doing any of these ever again.
You knocked it out of the park. Well, in all seriousness, we are so glad you chose to
come here.
You're off to such a great start.
Thanks.
And always hear great things about you, and look forward to spending some years with you here
Thank
in LPS.
Thank you. I hope so. I mean, that's the plan.
Well,
I hope it continues.
we thank you for... spending some time, for being our third guest.
I feel very honored.
The Loop. So be sure.
I'm bowing.
Be sure
for the audience.
Be sure to tell all your friends all around the country to listen in to the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. Again, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
She's Dr. Sarah Marriott, the Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources, and that will conclude week number 3. Of our official podcast that is In the Loop with LPS. We'll be back next week with another amazing guest. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for choosing to spend a few minutes with us and getting in the loop with LPS. Don't forget, you can also stay in the loop with us by following Liberty Public Schools on our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and by downloading our LPS mobile app for that mobile-friendly experience. This has been a production of the Liberty Public Schools Communications Office. For more about this podcast and all you need to know about LPS, visit our website at www.lps53.org.